I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1295, Your Perspective. Now, we all know what a perspective is. It's a way of thinking about or a way of understanding something. It's the way we see the world based on our own life experience, our values, maybe the current state of mind at the moment, the assumptions we have, and more. It's the story we tell ourselves about what's happening right now. And understand, it's our perspective, but it's not the only perspective, and it may not be God's perspective. So today, let's talk about your perspective. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus said the two greatest commandments are all about love. Not a little bit about love, but it's about love, 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 love. Loving two ways, loving God and loving others. And your ability to love is greatly impacted on your perspective. Perspective is important because it determines your attitude. It determines your reaction to whatever is happening at the moment. Two people can view the same thing or can experience the same thing, and one person can be over the moon happy about it, and the other person sent into a deep funk of depression. Why? The answer is perspective. When Joseph in the Old Testament, this is not Mary's husband, this is Joseph in the Old Testament, when he was discarded by his brothers, sold into slavery in Egypt, what was his perspective? And what was God's perspective? Max Lucado captured it like this: God will use your mess for good. We see a perfect mess. God sees a perfect chance to train, test, and teach a future prime minister. We see a prison. God sees a kiln. We see famine. God sees the relocation of his chosen lineage. We call it Egypt. God calls it protective custody, where the sons of Jacob can escape barbaric Canaan and multiply abundantly in peace. We see Satan's tricks and ploys. God sees Satan tripped and foiled. Rather than asking God to change your circumstances, ask him to use your circumstances to change you. Life is a required course. Might as well do your best to pass it. This is hard, podcast peeps, to try to see what's happening from another person's perspective, let alone from God's. But sometimes our perspective is limited at best, and sometimes our perspective is flat out wrong and destructive to us and to others. And when life is really hard, no matter what the perspective, Max Lucado gives us our focus. I am still God's child. My life is more than this life. These days are a vapor, a passing breeze. This will eventually pass. God will make something good out of this. I will work hard, stay faithful, and trust him no matter what. Here's the great question. Can you think of the last time that your whole mood was changed for the better when you simply looked at something from a different perspective? Let's pray. Oh God, we acknowledge that our understanding is limited, and we often see life just through our own narrow perspective. Today, we earnestly pray for the ability to see life from your viewpoint. Lord, remove the blinders that cloud our vision and prevents us from comprehending your grand plan that's bigger than this very moment. Open our eyes to the beauty and purpose in every moment, even when circumstances seem challenging or confusing to us. Teach us to trust your perfect timing and to have faith that everything that happens in life is for your greater purpose. We pray that you'll grant us the clarity of vision to see life as it is, with a sense of purpose and hope and eternal perspective. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1296. And in the meantime, I like this statement. We have a limited view that can sometimes cause us to miss the big picture. Our view is compromised. Therefore, we sometimes make mistaken assumptions based on our understanding brought about by our narrow view. However, if we're to live in a way that pleases the Lord, we must endeavor to see everything from a higher perspective. That is, from His perspective or vantage point. What is God's worldview? The cross of Jesus is the setting forth or the expressions of God's worldview. You know, if you're wondering what's the best way to acquire God's perspective, first pray. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, you could say perspective. In all your ways acknowledge Him, you could say His perspective, and He will make your path straight. And then secondly, look at life through Jesus' life. Baptize yourself in the Gospels and see Jesus' perspective on all of life. Because then His perspective will soon become your perspective.